This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good. I'm thinking he's going to stick in the NFL. I don't know, but you know, I'm not much of a football, you know, X's and O's kind of guy. And as you know, I'm a little chagrined with the whole NFL. I don't even mind empty seats right now. I kind of snicker actually at empty seats. I think, yeah, there you go. You're getting what you deserve. But it's impossible not to root for Carson Wentz. Maybe we could have an NFL of just like one team, and it'd just be him. That'd be, well, who would they play though?
Yeah.
That's a problem. But anyway, he's good, Todd. I'm four touchdowns. Hello, 34-24 over the Redskins. Unbelievable, isn't
Eagles
it?
Eagles' best record in the NFL.
Headline news in the Bismarck Tribune today. I love that. Wentz tosses four TDs. Eagles beat Redskins 34-24. No kidding. Bismarck Tribune, just go with that more often. You know, go with more Carson Wentz news. Fair and balanced. We'll take that. Even our esteemed media in the state of North Dakota knows how to hop on a horse and ride it when it is a no-brainer. Man alive, pretty incredible. He just keeps on rolling. And if you haven't yet seen it, that video is really something to see. I understand Disney blocked it. Did you hear this? Disney blocked the video?
Now,
Disney owns ESPN, so I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding why they would block it. But I got a bunch of messages on Facebook from people who were trying to watch the video after I talked about it yesterday about the Dutch destroyer, saying Disney blocks the video. So now Philly Sports Network put it up so that Disney can't block it. The only reason I think they would block it, again, if I'm recalling correctly, Todd, tell me if I'm wrong, ESPN owns Disney. Or Disney owns ESPN, one way or the other.
I think Manning Breitfeldt's better than that. I forget the deal there. But
is that still the deal, Manny? Isn't ESPN part of the Disney family? You know, ABC, ESPN, Disney, we're all one.
Yes, Disney on ABC, correct. But okay.
Are they still there? They're still one big happy family?
Yes.
So okay. The only thing I can think the reason they would block it is to say, hey, it's ours. You know, that was an interview on ESPN, and so we don't just want it f-ing all over YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because heaven forbid we get excited about some Disney thing and then go to the store and spend money on Disney crap.
Yeah, I get it. But otherwise, I'm not. How do you block that? How in the world do you block that? I mean, you know, other than, like I say.
Prove that Disney is owned by the Grinch.
Maybe it was a firewall or something.
How can we take this away from the children so they can no longer have it?
I'm gonna put up the other one just to defy them, you know, and have it.
God hit it, everybody.
Two things. One, watch the video. And number two, sorry to be harsh, but if you don't cry, you're not human. I'm just telling you. If you don't cry, you're not human. See a doctor. Ask what kind of species you are. You don't cry.
Exactly. You've got to be moved by that. You may not have a pulse.
That good.
It's really time to go coffin shopping if you don't react to this.
Coffin shopping. I've never heard that one before. That's pretty good. I am pretty proud today because Donald Trump uttered a phrase I've used 1 million times.
Wow.
I don't think I ever uttered it in front of him because I've interviewed him once on the phone and, saw him once in person. And either of those times, I don't think I used the phrase, so I don't think I could take credit for it. But he was talking about Bob Corker. And Bob Corker is this swamp creature from Tennessee, Republican senator. Just a typical egomaniac, kiss my ring, I'm really important, and if you don't, you know, bow down to me somehow, you're lesser than. Gosh, these people make me crazy. They just make me crazy, the way they think. Anyway, so Bob Corker's got this back and forth going with him, and now said, you know, the adults are in charge, and, you know, we got professionals doing foreign policy, whatever. So I should find it so I quoted exactly right. But Donald Trump says Bob Corker, who couldn't get elected dog catcher in Tennessee, I love that line. That's my line, Todd. Have you heard me use that line before?
I have heard you use that. Yes, yeah, I have heard you use that.
And I don't know why we don't elect dog catchers. I don't know why I say that line. I have no idea where it came from. But it's just one of those things that's sort of in my brain that I say a lot when I'm talking about, you know, people running for a particular election. And usually when I say it, I'm really right. Like when I said, you know, Barack Obama couldn't get elected dog catcher, let alone president of the United States. How'd that work out for me, Todd? How'd I do in that prediction?
Individual results may vary.
It really works. Crazy me. I'm thinking somebody that has no resume other than being,
Now the other side gets 8 years of how did he get elected? Because
No. Very different.
Very different, but the other side is saying, well, how did this guy get in the White House now? We get 8 years and you got to deal with our guy.
Uh-huh.
My only deal was how do you get elected without having done anything? He hadn't done anything. So that just, you know, he would say, well, he was a community organizer, but that's a pretty thin resume in my mind.
For how long? Not very long. Oh, he was in the Senate. Yeah, for how many days? No. My problem with him, like you, Scott, maybe not exactly like you, but we were close on this one. My problem is that the guy doesn't have a resume. Yeah, he's charismatic, and that's how he got in. He's charismatic. But yeah,
and that's the sad part of where it came. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. My mom told me that one time. And I 100%.
Everything? Okay, what was the reason there then?
The reason that Barack Obama got elected is because we needed Donald Trump. And we would not have Donald Trump but for the 8 years of destruction of our economy. And, let me go down the list. Obamacare, you know.
Yeah, because that worked out so well, didn't it?
Pull out of Iraq so ISIS can get some momentum, you know, all those wonderful decisions. Take as many people as want to come here as possible, open borders. Come on, let's go. You know, that just was so destructive that you get to a point where people say, we just need a completely different direction. This is why I say about Donald Trump. I mean, I every day I have a conversation about Donald Trump. And you know what, folks? I think of you. Every time somebody who thinks they're really smart says something akin to this to me. You know, if he just stopped tweeting, you know, if he just kind of dial it back a little bit, you know, if he just do a little bit of this instead of that, you know, everybody's an expert, right? And I always pause and politely say, isn't that how he got elected, doing all of those things? Yeah, I know, but, you know, he's elected now. So you want him to be different than he is. Are you as upset about this, you know, the tweeting, the do this a little different, dial it back, whatever? This is my conversation with them. I'm having a conversation with myself for the benefit of you so that I can show you the conversation I have with them. Is this easy to follow, Todd, or am I out of my mind? You're busy with other stuff. Manny, am I making any sense here? Yes, no?
Maybe. I was listening to a call from one of your fans.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. I got to say the phone number. So, no, anyway, I say the following. Are you as upset about Donald Trump's tweets as you are our $20 trillion in debt? I know. Yeah. No, are you?
Hey,
are you
as, I say if Reagan were alive today and were president today, he'd be tweeting. What did he do in his day? Went right to the American people. Put me on the camera. I want to talk right to the American people. That's what Twitter does, just more efficiently.
Yeah. Now, he does it with a New York brashness to it. There's no doubt about it. You know, if I were president of the United States in the exact same circumstances, I'd do it different than Donald Trump. I'm not wired like that, but he's a New York developer. You punch him, he's going to punch you back twice. My point is, I was in the same boat. I jumped off the Donald Trump bandwagon after he said about John McCain, I prefer my heroes who didn't get caught. I about dropped to the floor when I heard that. I thought, you can't talk about a hero about that. Regardless of whether you disagree with his politics, you can't say that. Why would you say that? But you know what? All of you were a heck of a lot smarter than me because he said, yeah, whatever, but look what he's going to fix. And it's time for somebody completely different who doesn't play that game and just talk nice to people.
And now since you stole my Donald Trump hat, you've obviously gotten back on the bandwagon.
I've taken it from the people, and I didn't steal your hat. I've taken it from the people. You, the fine listeners of this program, that's why I say I always think of you. because you're a heck of a lot more worried about the things that really matter than you are about small ball. Like saying today, 45 minutes ago, isn't it sad that lightweight Senator Bob Corker, who couldn't get reelected in the great state of Tennessee, will now fight tax cuts plus? Corker dropped out of the race in Tennessee when I refused to endorse him, and now is only negative on anything Trump. Look at his record. Bob Corker, who helped President Obama give us the Bad Iran deal and couldn't get elected dog catcher in Tennessee, is now fighting tax cuts. He's right. Why is Bob Corker fighting tax cuts? Vendetta. On his way out, stick it to Trump. That's how the swap works. It isn't about tax cuts, or he's not a Republican, for crying out loud, because you couldn't be against it. It's unbelievable. But I'm glad he's doing what he's doing, and I think I'm characterizing your viewpoint correctly, that you care more about the direction of this country and the really important things than you do him being a little nasty on Twitter. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Springs Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they're just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tom Campbell, farmer from Grafton, who is a candidate for the Republican nomination for Senate in North Dakota, will join us. There's a new polling memo out that shows a dramatic change in that race where last time they were polling, Senator Campbell was losing to Senator Heitkamp, and it is completely flipped now. In fact, one part of that poll has Campbell leading her by 10 points. There's polling also showing Kevin Cramer beating her by an even larger margin. So this is really interesting. If I was Heidi Heitkamp, I'd start thinking about Byron Dorgan's exit out of the race after he saw some polling data that suggested he was going to lose to John Hoeven. And so he conveniently decided he wanted to spend more time with his family and be a big-time lobbyist, even after spending all his career saying how bad lobbyists were. It's amazing how the swamp works, folks. It's just fabulous. Anyway, more on that next hour. Also, we spent a lot of time here talking about the hard work of caregivers. And there is a caregiver support grant that North Dakota was recently awarded. So if you're a caregiver, you know a caregiver, listen up. We're going to have some experts from the North Dakota Department of Human Services, Aging Services Division, and AARP on that at the bottom of next hour, okay? What else? We have a lot to do on the program. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Nothing more important than hearing from you. That's what we like to do. So that's that number, 800-228-0550. And I'm trying to do a little fact check on myself here related to what I believe from my conversations with you to be true. And that is that the people in this audience, like the makeup of North Dakota, support Donald Trump in significantly large percentages, okay? A healthy majority of North Dakotans has a healthy majority of this audience. And the reason you do is because you're fed up. You're fed up with the direction of your federal government. And you want action. You don't want excuses. That's why you're for Donald Trump. And you don't move from that support for him when he says something about a previous president not doing enough to honor the fallen or call the, you know, a family member, or if he tweets out something, or, you know, Trumpisms, you know, that brawler in him, that street fighter in him. Because you see that as that, you know, well, that wouldn't maybe be North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana nice. What it is Donald Trump being who he is, how he got elected. Meanwhile, the really big problems in this world, $20 trillion debt, leaky borders, some might say open borders, ISIS on the run, all the regulatory morass, the stagnant wage growth is probably the biggest thing. Money is being taken out of your pocket because of how horrible Washington has been run. That's what I believe you believe. If I have that right, wrong, indifferent, a little bit here, a little bit there, please tell me, because I'm genuinely curious, because that's generally the elevator pitch I give when somebody says, do a little less of that, a little less of this, you know. What do you want them to do different, you know? I don't think you want them to do anything different, for the most part. I really don't. I mean, we could all say, okay, here's a chalkboard. I could have a little more hair here, a little less tummy there. I could use those words less. I could be nicer to this. You know, I mean, we could all improve. I'm not saying he can't improve, but he's some godlike figure. I'm just saying you're less concerned about his flaws than you are the big problems he's trying to fix. Am I right about that? 800-228-0550. We love our callers. That's why we celebrate them with the help of our friends at Delta, Delta Constructors. One call does it all. When you're in the oil industry, you call Delta. They come out. Turnkey well site solutions do it all. Eric at Delta Constructors is the man. 406-250-8151. You give Eric a call. Go online to deltaconstructors.net. Get a list of the folks they're doing business with, and you'll understand the companies, the size, the magnitude, why they rely on Delta. They really do it right. Deltaconstructors.net or call Eric, 406-250-8151. Here is a caller that was concerned about something I said or did on the program that we want to celebrate.
Yeah, it's just amazing how you people just love all these big government scams. This ethanol stuff is nothing but a scam. Oh, burn up more fuel. Pay more taxes every gallon you buy, you know. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Whose coffers you filling up? Burn the fuel. Burn it. Burn it. Buy more gallons and gallons and gallons and pay more taxes, taxes, you know. Hey, good morning, America. Big scams by the big government.
Sounds like a stand-up comedy act, not a call from a listener. But to his point, in the very entertaining fashion in which he shared it with us, if I'm a farmer, like the farm I spent some time on yesterday, and by the way, shout out to Kevin and Betty Skunas, their sons, and the entire team out there. Wow, incredible. Spend a good chunk of the day, and I loved every minute of it. Todd, I actually did some combining. I got to get my combining up on the Facebook page. I forgot to do that. I have it right here on my phone. We played some of it last night on Point of View, if you watched that. Anyway, if 40% of the corn from the Skunas family goes to Tharaldson Ethanol along I-94 near Castleton, does that sound like a scam to you? It's not a scam. I mean, if you grow corn, what do you want? Customers for your corn. Now, obviously, there was a role with ethanol to say, hey, if this can take a percentage of our overall oil needs, we'll need less oil from overseas. Well, unbeknownst to anyone, we have this surge in what happened with the shale revolution. But it's still a clean-burning fuel. And guess what? Nobody says you have to put it in your car. I choose to. I like it. Pencils out for me. Works every time. Ford F-150, Ford Explorer. What else did I have before that? I guess two F-150s. Fantastic. But if you don't like it, don't put it in. It's a consumer choice. And most of the government has been decoupled from that now. All that's left, I guess, is a renewable fuel standard to say, let's, you know, use this percentage of it. But the incentives and tax breaks, a lot of that is gone. So, I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a scam, me and my scam. What? Todd says somebody else is mad at me. Okay, you roll your
fake news, Helen. You're the biggest liar of all on the radio of all time. Remember the Dapple protest? Well, this is another wounded knee situation. There wasn't a shot fired and a gun collected. Chris Berg will attest to that. So quit lying.
Fake news, Hannon, did he say, Todd? Is that what he said?
Yeah. You have a new
quit lying
nickname now.
Yeah. There were some folks within government and law enforcement that referred to the potential for another wounded knee. There were people spoiling for a fight. And because of the incredible professionalism of our law enforcement, mainly, and good leadership. Ultimately, that thing defused.
Fake news, Helen.
Yeah. But I'd like to take this caller on a little tour of the things that were confiscated and see if, you know,
go look
exactly
at the cleanup video again.
Yeah.
Go look at the way it was all left.
Warm fuzzies down there. I mean, wow. But, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm a liar and fake news, Helen. I know that's going to end up in one of your promos. I can't believe it. Jim and Fargo, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, you brought up Senator Corker, but who's even worse than him is the Viet Cong songbird McCain. You know, what Trump said about him, I like going to get caught with stuff. But I mean, he's attacking American citizens because of that. He will never ever do anything that Trump wants him to do. Because he has it this hard to get even with him. That's how sad that man is.
I completely agree with you. It's a score settler. It's revenge. Yeah. It's getting even, and it's how the swamp works. And,
yeah. He's the worst. McCain is the worst.
There's a lot of that going on there. It's really ridiculous. Egos are run amok. Jim, traveling Highway 83, Tim in Texas, you're next up.
The program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSE Training Director Don Mosman, discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years, and what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of that Apache sprayer, the businessman sprayer. Yes, it is. It's a businessman sprayer. What does that mean? Well, it's not mamby pamby. It's not for the light. It's not for the faint of heart. It's the customers of High Plains Apache make it pretty clear. They work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. And High Plains Apache respects that, and they work hard to earn your business, and that's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. So when you get right down to it, it's the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do. And a support team to back it up with that ET Ag Center and 50,000 sprayer parts, they got it. You know the old Bonanza across the road there in Eastside Court in Mandan? That's their location there. And they also have a location, Exit 60, south of Fargo, in Frontier. It's crossing the Walmart there. So either location, stop and see them or go online, highplainsapache.com. Find sponsor of the program. We appreciate their support and hope you'll support them as well. 800-228-0550. Back to the phones. Jim, traveling Highway 83. What's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Beautiful day here in North Dakota. Head north. So bright out. Blue sky, hurts the eyes.
I love that. I love that travel up 83. Where are you exactly on 83?
Hey, I see the towers. Just ready to cross our Great Lake.
Oh, I love it. All right, you're north enough. We don't have to worry about losing you. Then there is a dead spot that it's on our rainy day list to try and find out why. We can send a man to the moon, but we can't have cell coverage along 83. So it's on our list. But you're north of it. You're good. I love going across the lake there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, an Irishman told me once, technology is great when it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, ethanol. I heard you. I got a couple things. I've come to this conclusion. This is my strong opinion. And I'm almost hesitant to say this, but this all could create an economic shift in small industry there, but everybody should know this, especially the people in town of lawnmowers, weed eaters. This is my opinion. Ethanol gas, 100% use it in all my trucks and car, and with fuel-injected vehicles. But when you get to these little, they're called normally aspirated, carbureted snowblowers, lawnmowers, anything that's in the garage, gas engine, there's a residue. I come to the conclusion there's a residue in the ethanol that tells them. There's little tiny orifices in these carburetors, and I found you can use ethanol gas in them, but they have to be run off, and they have to, the gasoline has to be treated constantly with stuff like C-foam or some other gas treatment of your choice. If you don't, you have issues, So
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't use it. I mean, that's why I say, here's the deal. What I bristle at is conservatives that think ethanol is bad because of whatever, you know, its history and how it got to where it is or whatever, that then think that I shouldn't like it or that it shouldn't. You know, to me, it's a free market, right? And that's why PetroServe USA is one of our sponsors. You know, they'll give you the full range. You take your pick of what you want. And all I say is, look, if I was filling up, and it was $1.80 for something with ethanol in it, and $2 for gas, and it penciled out for me to get even just a little bit less mileage in that difference. I drive by a lot of farms in North Dakota. I drive by a lot of corn in North Dakota, and the idea that I can help that guy who's feeding us and at the same time get a deal to say, well, I'm going to do it. I just think it's kind of a silly argument. That's just my take.
I agree. You know, I'll just everybody that uses the product, they're, you know, it's not for everything, but I'm grateful for it because it saves my family money. Absolutely a big fan of it. But it has some applications where it's best not used. And if people understand that, they'll have much better experiences with it, you know. And as far as Bob Corker, he's just a member of the swamp that Donald Trump is in the process of draining. That's from the swamp. You know, and I think, yes, we all love Donald Trump. All my liberal friends have gone silent. they don't have a lot to say these days. And I don't care about all the little idiosyncrasies that everybody else cares about with our president, because what he's doing is he's keeping him off balance. They're so busy trying to destroy him, they have no game plan to move their party and move that forward. So that makes him less dangerous, and I'm all good with that.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you very much. We don't have the best connection with you, but I got the gist of what you said, and I appreciate it. Texture says, it's not a free market if it's subsidized. That's government picking winners and losers. And welcome to, solar energy. Welcome to wind energy. Welcome to, you know, I mean, that is part of the all of the above strategy to get some energy sources help to get off the ground. But those subsidies can't last forever. And if they're available, you know, I would just soon a corn farmer get helped by one of those than I would, you know, some solar panel in the middle of the desert, number one. Number two, perfect world, we don't have any of them. I agree with you, but we do have them. And I believe the vast majority of them, I don't know this chapter and verse, but the vast majority of them are gone in ethanol. They're not there anymore. That is gone. But the idea was get it going, go on its own, and it goes. So Tim in Texas is next on What's On Your Mind. We are in Texas, right? Texas is a big place, so I'm just kind of curious. Where are you from Texas and up here, or are you calling from Texas? What's the scoop, Tim?
No, I'm from Bismarck, Scott. I'm listening to you on the iHeart Radio app. See, I don't even miss you when I'm out of the state.
God bless
anyway,
you took us with you to Texas. I love it.
Absolutely. A great state down here. It's going to be 80 degrees today, but I'm just visiting my kids. Couple quick things. We went out of the airport and we got canceled because of the really bad storm. So we ended up running into five guys, all from Texas, and we drove up to the van to Wichita Falls, about 200 miles north of Texas. And I thought it was quite amusing. All five guys, different parts, were all Trump people. So that was pretty cool. And they were looking for one mechanical engineer was looking for work, and I said, "Well, you got to come up to North Dakota." He says, "I heard there's a lot of good jobs up there," so he's thinking about it. But so it's great to hear you from way down in Texas here. But you made my day when you told me the polls that Heidi Heitkamp is behind by 10%. It really made my day, Scott.
Yeah, well, she's behind by more than that in the polling against Kevin Cramer too, and has been for a while. Her favorables don't look so hot. Her you know, she's been in the 30s and 40s. And again, if you're an incumbent, you got to be at 50, right? If you're below 50, that's trouble. And there's been polling with her out there in the 30s. She's in the head-to-head with Tom Campbell, 44-41. And again, they do some interesting things where they ask, well, if you know, do you know Heidi Heitkamp? Yep. Do you know her record? Yep. Okay. Do you know Tom Campbell? Yep. Do you know his record? Yep. Okay. Then who would you vote for? And out of that group, in other words, people that are spun up on the race and are paying attention to both sides, know both sides, he wins by 10 points. That's where the 10-point number is. So I think the, you know, whether Kevin Cramer runs, whether Tom Campbell runs, the other Republican candidates that will seek the nomination try and run. Rick Berg is another candidate that's toyed with this race. I was surprised. His numbers are not favorable in this. We're going to talk about this a little bit next hour. But and look, it's a polling memo. You know, it isn't gospel, but it's a snapshot of the race today. My understanding is it's consistent with at least two other polls that are out there. So I think there's something there. It isn't like spin. You know what I mean? I think there's some actual. It just the bottom line is Heidi Heitkamp's in trouble. There's probably going to be a Republican senator from North Dakota after November of 2018. That's what it says to me. Now that is as we look at the calendar in October of 2017, Tim. You know what I mean? And a lot of that has to do with Trump's popularity. His popularity remains very strong in North Dakota. That was also in this poll, which I love. But you know, maybe tax reform doesn't happen. Maybe we have to destroy North Korea. Maybe, you know, he goes, things can change is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? I think that whoever the Republican candidate is for Senate in North Dakota, their fortunes are going to be very closely tied with Donald Trump. And the Democratic candidate would have the benefit of a Trump nosedive. So you just don't know what's going to happen. I don't think in the next year Trump's standing changes much in North Dakota. I think it might go up if they get tax reform passed. So, you know, it could go the other way. But you just what I'm getting at is it doesn't mean anything about the ultimate outcome. It just tells you where it is today and who'd you rather be. I'd rather be one of the Republicans like Tom Campbell or Kevin Cramer than I would Heidi Heitkamp in this race. You know.
Great. Yep.
Can I ask you about your trip with your five friends then? So do I have it sort of right that, look, yeah, he might do something that has you go, what the heck, once in a while, but it's so unimportant compared to what he's taking on. Is that do you think that's an accurate read of where people are at in North Dakota?
I think so, Scott. There's at least we know who we have for president. He doesn't beat around the bush. Sure, he might say a few things that I wouldn't say, like you said. But you know what? I know where he's at. I know where he's going. I know he's making this country better, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch, isn't it? Really, it's fun to watch. It's exciting. It's invigorating. Every day's a new battle. And I mean, the guy's working morning, noon, and night. It's phenomenal. You know, I heard a story the other day. They will give people a tour of the West Wing, and I've done these before. I had a Secret Service friend years ago that took me on one when Bill Clinton was president, and had the pleasure of being in the Oval Office with the 1997 or 2000, I forget which, national championship hockey team at UND, and we're in the Oval Office. It's just always exciting to go in the Oval Office, right, and see it. And so they do these tours where they take members of Congress. The West Wing has recently been renovated, and they have to move them back now. They don't even start till like 9:15 at night, and the reason is because Trump very often works that late in the Oval Office.
That's great.
Isn't that fabulous?
Great. Absolutely.
You know? I just think that speaks volumes. This is a guy that knows how to go get a job done. It's just unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, Tim, nice chatting with you, and have fun in Texas. Travel home safely and call again.
Thanks.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. A bunch of texts I need to get to. Others welcome. You can text Todd at 367-2054. You can text me at 2, you know, that's mine, 367-2054. Todd's is 226-8503. Minnesota listener. Rush uses that when he's talking about white supremacists. There aren't enough of them to elect one dog catcher. Oh, does he? I didn't know that. I was boasting earlier that Donald Trump saying Bob Corker couldn't be elected dog catcher is one of my favorite sayings. Adam says, Scott, not true. Ethanol is now added to virtually all pumps. It is no longer a choice. Ethanol subsidies should be eliminated alongside the wind, solar, and oil subsidies. Again, I believe they have been, number one. Number two, if it's not available at the place you get gas, ask for it to be available. A non-choice, because it is places I go.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 to join the conversation. A little bit of breaking news for you. I have learned from a number of sources. I first heard this actually Thursday of last week and confirmed with a second source in the last couple of days, now multiple sources actually, that the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, will be in Minot on Friday. Excuse me. Vice President Pence is, of course, I believe visiting North Dakota for the first time. I don't as vice president anyway. So anyway, he will be at the Minot Air Force Base on Monday. I have not heard whether there'll be any kind of a public event. I don't believe there will be. I believe it is more of a tour of the Air Force bases related to the different missions that are underway. Usually these are top secret briefings, but he will be in the state on Friday, which is kind of cool. I like Mike Pence, mostly because he's a former colleague. Did you know Mike Pence used to be a radio talk show host, Don?
Yes.
He was a member of Congress.
Right?
Yeah, he was a member of Congress. He left Congress to be a radio talk show host. He literally retired. Just said, I'm done. I'm not sure if he self-term-limited out or what happened, but he retired, walked away from that, went on the radio, and then later became governor. And I'll never forget, after I'd written my book in 2010, he was at an event of some kind where there were other authors there and things that are there. And so he now a former member of Congress and started up his radio talk show host. And he came over to me and kind of struck up a conversation about talk radio and asked if I would sign a copy of my book for him. I always remember that. He was very, very kind. And later sent a nice little note and a picture. Didn't ask for it, nothing, just totally unsolicited. So I always liked Mike Pence. I think he's just rock solid. You know, he really is, especially on the, you know, Donald Trump, I believe, is new to the values coalition, if you will, to sort of, and I think he's, I have enough trust and heard enough things of Donald Trump's positions on this because of who he was listening to have comfort in it. Ben Carson being one of them, right? But Mike Pence has been there from the beginning. I mean, he's one of us. He's one of us. There's no doubt about it. All of the values votes, so love it. Yeah, anyway, he'll be here on Friday, and then also Cory Gardner, who's a senator, is going to be here as well. He is the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, doing an event in Fargo, both here. You know, both of these fairly significant. Again, Donald Trump already having been here as president, Mike Pence coming now, you know, the chair of the Senate Republican Senatorial Committee, which means that race is, as we have heard it, a top three race. It is of all the races that are going to matter in 2018, North Dakota has one in the top three because of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a Democratic incumbent, barely elected last go around. Now with a record to defend in a very pro-Trump state, that just spells big trouble. And we're going to talk more about that next hour because the polling spells that trouble. So anyway, a little bit of news for you there. I thought you'd want to know. Okay, I'm here to help. Okay, let's see here. He lives under a rock, says this texter. I'm wondering who that would be, Todd. Is that you? Is that me? Who's that? Not a shot fired.
Well, I do, but that's
not a shot fired. Maybe he should have saddled up and went down there. Oh, I know. He's talking about your fake news buddy. That's who he's talking about. Okay. He's saying that guy lives under a rock. What did he say about me again?
But the
hey, fake news, Hennon.
Your fake news, Hennon.
So this texture is firing back at that guy, saying that guy lives under a rock, not a shot fired. Maybe he should have saddled up and went down there.
At least he's not calling you Henjum anymore, like he used to.
Well, that's true. That. Yeah, they did one time call me Henjum. Maybe he's got me confused with somebody else.
I kind of missed that.
If it wasn't for you, Scott, putting law enforcement on the radio, we would not have known anything. Oh, God bless you. Thank you very much. That's nice of you to say.
Yeah.
Another texture, CNN new poll shows Heidi Heitkamp leading by 110 points. Same professional pollsters from Hillary campaign. Talk about fake news. There's some fake news for you. Okay, I'll get to Todd's text here after we talk to Kurt and Dilworth. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Lots of interesting conversations. Topics kind of all come back to the leadership we've had the last 8 years. I'll tell you what, talk about anti-American division. Now, here there was in the paper noticed advertisement about or a mention of a racism conference, and this Native American lady was going to tell us how it was. Well, I thought about that a bit, and it seems that the solution to racism is excellence. I don't imagine there's too much conversation about race difference in the Bison locker room. They're after the same goal, and if you're good enough at it, nobody cares what color you are. It seems that any time there's a conversation about racism, it's simply anti-white. Just like a conversation about climate change, it's anti-America. And maybe they go together, but keep up the conversation. Say, one question for Schoonis is I'd like to ask about what's the gallons per acre? how many, he's talking about the cost and the amount it burns, each outfit burns in a day. How many acres are that covering? Does it take about 5 gallons to take a crop through and work the ground? I was just wondering if these big machines are that efficient.
Yeah, you're talking about the question I asked about how much fuel they go through in a day, you mean? You wanted a little more detail on that? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, just rated a little differently. It sounds humongous. If you put 300-400 gallons through an outfit in a day, that's true. But what's the gallons per acre? How many gallons does it take to produce a crop?
That's a good question. I learned a lot yesterday, but I look forward to doing it again. And we're going to have Kevin back for sure. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.